Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose Gospel Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Cannon. Amen. All righty. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Lord God, we thank you that we may come to you and that our spirits can reach out for your help and your comfort. May we draw strength from communion with you, our Father. May we realize more fully that we are your children, truly your children, who throughout our pilgrimage can know you as our refuge and our help. Remember our world and grant that we may, that many hearts awaken and turn to you. Looking to you in the fear and the need would sweep over the many people in our time. Let your spirit be revealed to our hearts and quiet, bringing many experiences from you. O Lord God, and from your kingdom, protect us in every day and in many lands throughout the earth. For the nations are yours. They receive life and blessing from you, and at last your kingdom will be revealed in all the world through the eternal glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. Yes, I am back. I am going to be doing shows from now on. All right, we got some callers here. Let's take them and see who we got. 111, you're on here.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Bear Claw. How you been?
I've been great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was told I could call you, man, because I'm trying to get a hold of Jelly Roll. He told me that you got his number.
No, I don't have a number.
You know Jelly Roll, the CMT winner, the country music winner. Yeah, he was telling me.
Yeah, I don't have a number.
Oh man, that's all that guy was jiving me, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Jelly Roll don't communicate with me.
Okay, man. Well, I'm a future upcoming artist. My name is Bear Claw, and I'll be coming out with an album pretty soon, and hopefully I can get played on here.
Well, if you send me an MP3 of your music, I'll be glad to play it on here.
All righty, man. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Sounds great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you. 111, you're on air.
I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
What does Ken Fishman have in common with Jack Daniels?
Don't know.
Well, you both mercilessly killed Indian people.
Oh, okay. Goodbye. All righty. Let's get into some great gospel hip-hop here. Yeah. I don't want to disappoint you. I know it's been a long time since I've been on the air, and you all want to hear some great gospel hip-hop that Beanie Loco made. So I'm going to play it for you tonight. Amen. All righty. Let's see. What mix am I want to play tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7? Oh, wow. Let's play Beanie Local Mix number 6. Amen. Woo! Get ready.
Yeah, I said we ain't invincible. Really, any moment we can die. Better watch what you know. When you say goodbye, then it's all gone. Better ask them forgiveness. Let them rewrite the end of the story. Please don't ignore me. What if you die before 40? Jesus got perforated ribs, so he can terminate the sin. He said to turn away, repent, because it's circulating within. God knows all the sin in the city. God knows sin is making you busy. God knows all the sin is getting gritty. God hope that's repenting on peace. The devil be listening, he talking the soul in the heart, and that sin is artillery. Identity. He know you don't know your identity. He aim for your head like you Kennedy. Cause Satan be all in your memory, tricking you mentally. He forever moving cleverly. You wanna keep rocket block of my shit. Come with me, you will never regret. Heaven is real and hell it doesn't exist. Y'all make new. It's time to acknowledge the truth. It's in and put us where we at. And we the reason that it crashed. We know the truth of where it started. When Adam made the fruit, he disobeyed God. And now we do it too. That's why Jesus shed his blood. It should've been us, it should've been us. Took a place cause he loved. Repent of your sins and give it up. I said we ain't invincible. Really any moment we can doubt. Better watch what you're doing. When you say goodbye then it's all gone. Better ask for forgiveness. Let him rewrite the end of the story. Please don't ignore me. What if you die before 40? Jesus got perforated ribs. So we can terminate the sin. He said to turn around and repent. Because it circulate within. God knows all the sin in the sheet. God knows sin is making you dizzy. God knows all the sin is being gritty. God hope that you're pinning no pity.
I know where God can take you. Let me lead you in prayer, we can pray. Sweet, say forgive me Lord, I ain't gon' fake. Feeling like my mind gon' break. I keep a plan B in the cut. But if I gotta die, I'll be done up. It's hell gon' be hotter than summer. Then I repent, no buffer. Lord, I know you couldn't leave us alone. But you loved us so much, you sent down your home. Fully God, fully God, fully man, Christ, you both. Light up the road, God, he ain't sorry, he tryna forgive. This ain't no story, he died for real. And I told him that Jesus got a better deal. Sinning like plastic, God like steel. That pleasure in sin for a season. But that pleasure is turning to treason. Cannonball, you better put your knees in. Cause the devil, he busting and squeezing. He don't play fair, he play dirty, dirty. A roaring lion creeping in the sticks. Appear as an angel on surface. But he wanna do damage on purpose. But God, he wanna love like Keisha. He went out of his way just to reach you. When Jesus, he used, he keep him. Pray you hearing the truth of your speakers. I know where God can take you. Let me lead you in prayer, we can pray quick. Say forgive me Lord, I ain't gon' fake. Feeling like my mind gon' break. I keep a plan B in the cut. But if I gotta die, I'll be done up. If hell gon' be hotter than summer, then I repent, no buffer. Lord, I know you couldn't leave us alone. But you loved us so much, you sent down your home. Fully God, fully God, fully man, Christ, you both. Light up the road.
I don't got all the answers. I don't think I'm better than anybody. All I know is I used to be a sinner running away from God. Now I'm a sinner running to him. I knew I needed Jesus. And he changed my life. He changed my heart. Listen, the answer is right there. It's been in our face the whole time. Don't prolong. Don't wait no longer. Put him in your heart. Don't forgive
him. You want some better things. That's gonna keep you down, but Jesus make you out.
Yeah. tear in my eye, my focus on you, the master creator who came even though I didn't ask for a savior. The grave's been defeated, my charges deleted, his strength just increases, my mind is depleted, the glory of Jesus is here with us now. We reverence the presence that breathes.
But what stranger is distilling? Love never leaves. If it's true, hope it soon makes an appearance.
I know love don't feel that same way you used to. Strangers in the same bed, I know you're questioning about, cause I'm noticed it's all on your face. And lately we've been so distant. Baby, I wish things could be different. I won't stop searching for what we're missing. Don't walk away, cause love will never leave. never leaves. Love it never leaves. Love it never leaves.
Time I think about the goodness of Jesus, and he blows my mind. I don't know where I'd be without him. Whenever I'm feeling alone, I know he's by my side. Lord, can't see him, but I feel his presence near me. Yeah. When I send up a prayer, he hear me. I was blind, now I'm seeing so clearly. What's there to do wrong? Way I gotta admit it. Had to pray to the Lord that my sins be forgiven. Yeah. And he did it. Now I'm winning. Can I get a witness? Falling like dominoes, should've been dead a long time ago. Guess that it wasn't my time to go. Yeah, I'm guessing that it wasn't my time to go. Yeah, yeah. And now when I hop in the booth, gotta spit the truth. I can't take no credit, I thought that you knew. Yeah.
He did it, he did it, he did it, he did it. God did it, God did it, God did it.
Just to save you, I gave all of me. I can loves you. Repent today, trust in him like a parachute. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I pray and read the Bible in my room. Take time in his presence, he knows you. Repent today, trust in him like a parachute. I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I was falling straight into the pits of hell. God called me, now I am well. Thoughts of sinful things, wasting time playing games all week. I know he loves me so much. God gave me family, I thank him that I breathe. He helped me through everything. He can do anything, his grace has saved me. He knew me before he made me. He'd do it over again, he paid the price for our sin. I would call for the win, I should have listened to him. But the old's in the past, nothing here will last. He rose in 3 days. I was tangled up in my sinful ways. I know he is the only true way. You gave me your love when I was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you healed my heart. You healed my heartache. I know that Bible in my room. You healed my heartache. I know that his presence, he knows you. You healed my heartache. Like a parachute, I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days. I pray and read the Bible in my room.
This is still
Bill
W.G. And when I need to hear the word, I listen to God's rainbow ministry.
I don't deserve it, but God forgave me too. God loves us, Jesus died for us on the cross so that we could live. He is my boss, laid down his life for us, rose again in 3 days.
She went and reported to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping when they heard that he was alive and he had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 12 to 13, after that, he appeared in a different form of two of them while they were walking along on the way to the country. They went away and reported it to others, but they did not believe them either. How could they not believe after all they had seen and heard? Why was it so difficult for them to believe that Jesus had risen, just as he told them he would? Because faith is a delicate thing. It needs to be nurtured and cared for. If those closer to Jesus could fall into unbelief, so can we. So how do we strengthen our faith? Fortunately for us, the Bible tells us how we can increase our faith and make it less delicate. Specifically, it mentions three things that we can do to strengthen our faith when it becomes weak. We can read the Bible, we can pray for stronger faith, and we can act on our faith. We will look at each of these in more detail in today's lesson. Reading the Bible. If we want to grow our faith, the first thing we need to do is study the Bible. After all, how can we obey God's commandments if we do not know what they are? The Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to Romans, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The first thing that we need to do is, if we want to strengthen our faith, is to commit to reading the Bible every day. Praying for stronger faith. The second action that we can take to increase our faith is to pray about it. There is a compelling story found in Mark chapter 9 where the father of the boy, filled with an unclean spirit, asked Jesus for help. And Jesus asked the father in Mark chapter 9 verses 21 to 23, how long has it been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. It has often thrown him both into the fire and the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Notice how the father responded to Jesus. In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, I do believe, help my unbelief. The father's response contains six words of wisdom that we get to learn from applying our own lives. While we believe sometimes our faith is not as strong as we want it to be, in these situations, we can do exactly as the Father did in his example. We can ask Jesus to help us overcome any doubts that Satan puts in our mind. So acting on our faith. We can have all the faith in the world, but if we do not act on our faith, it will become stale and stagnant. James wrote about the importance of acting on our faith in the following passage. It is beautifully written, passage worthy of reading and rereading until we fully understand the message it contains. In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can the faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warned and be filled, and you do not give them what is necessary for the body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, it is dead, being by itself. Or someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. Or are you willing to recognize your foolish fellow that faith without works is useless? Was it not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works. As a result of works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. He was also called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by her works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. So unless we act on our faith, it is worthless. Conversely, the more we act on our faith, the stronger it will become. So let us conclude. Satan is a worthy opponent. He would love nothing more for us to turn away from our faith and get caught up in sin. As Christians, we cannot allow that to happen. According to the Bible, there are three things that we can do to increase our faith. One, we can read the Bible. Two, we can pray for a stronger faith. And three, we can act on our faith. As God's children, we can take comfort in knowing that when our faith gets shaken, God's love remains steadfast. When we are weak, He is strong. When we are struggling with our faith, we must persevere and understand that better days are ahead if we remain faithful. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture about faith from the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." Amen. And I hope today's message about faith goes with you, and you learn something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me, and the Lord will come into your life. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior." So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rain Ministry would like to welcome you and the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. All righty. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and you can be in the family of God. Amen. All right. Well, let's take some callers here. 111, you're on here.
Like I said before, you killed Johnny Longfeather.
No, I didn't kill Johnny Longfeather.
He's dead because of you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Have you heard from him?
No, I haven't, and that's okay.
He's always around, but you killed him.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Hello.
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
One of the trolls over somebody that was your friend.
All right. 111. Okay. 111.
Goodbye.
All right.
The host queue. You are now in the host queue.
Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
I said Discord. Okay.
Okay, 1-1-1.
Goodbye. You are now in the host queue. You are now off the host queue.
Alright. Okay, 564, you're on the air. Oh, he hung up. Okay. One. Okay, goodbye. 1-1-1. I'm back in here. Goodbye. 1-1-1. Here I am. Goodbye. 1-1-1. Okay. 1-1-1. You're on there.
You canceled the show because I was boycotting you.
Goodbye. All right. Okay. Well, that was foolishness. Let's try some more 1-1-1. 1-1-1. You're on there. You're on there.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye. 1-1-1. You're on there.
Did you say no?
Okay, 1-1-1, you're on
here. I boycotted you, so you canceled it.
Canceled what?
You canceled the show for over a week, because I was boycotting you.
No, it wasn't because you were boycotting me, no. Okay, don't give yourself that much credit, okay?
Is it?
Goodbye, girl. Okay. Alrighty. 1-1-1, you're on there.
You are now in the host queue.
Okay, 1-1-1, no, unknown, you're on there.
Are you going to kill any more Indians?
No, I haven't killed any more. I haven't killed any Indians to begin with.
You killed Long Feather, and that's not right.
No, I didn't. Didn't kill
Johnny
Lawrence.
No, you did.
No.
No, you did.
No, nope,
you got a big body count, don't you? Do they?
Yeah, goodbye. 1-1, you're on air. Hello? All right, goodbye. 1-1, you're on air.
Hey, how you doing there, Pastor?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, what's up?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Is that true that Johnny Longfeather's dead?
Say what?
Is that true that Johnny Longfeather's dead?
No, Johnny Longfeather's not dead.
No, because he owes me a lot of money from the casino.
He used to work in the job room. Oh, well. Okay, well, good luck on that, but he's not dead.
It's like a blowjob.
Okay, goodbye. 1-1-1. You're on there.
Do they call you Custard because you're...
No, goodbye. 111, you're on there. Okay. Goodbye. 111, you're on there. You're on there. Okay, 111, you're on there. move on. Yes. Didn't do that either, Rosemary. Didn't do that. 111, you're on air. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to say, okay, let's give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know you're out there listening, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. God bless y'all. Okay? So I'm going to end this show. Okay? I'm going to say thank you. Okay, for listening. Have a wonderful day, night. God bless you. Bye-bye.